You are listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is, of course, the place to go for everything that's local. It's all there at SmilePolitely.com. Arts, food and drink, fantastic music, local artists, news, culture, tech, photography, and much more. There's a splog, I hear. That's pretty awesome. I'm your host, Sean, and I'm joined in the studio today. Our guest is Truth, member of the collective Paradigm Shift.
Yes,
welcome back to WEFT, I guess.
Thank you.
And our opening tracks were a bit of a mix. I apologize for the Truth fans out there for my mixing up a couple tracks, but hopefully we'll have that sorted out through the rest of the show.
Cool.
That we listened to right there were a couple off of your newest EP that just came out.
What was it? February, I believe.
How's that been received so far?
Very well. I've been performing all around town, everywhere pretty much. Mike and Molly's, Cowboy Monkey, Canopy on campus, everywhere. So.
Yeah, all the good venues.
Yeah, I try. But so everybody's been, you know, giving me props on it and, you know, liking. I like the response, so it seems well received.
Deservedly so. Yeah. So how would you, just, you know, the fluff questions, the generic ones, how would you characterize your music?
Definitely, I would say emotion.
Yeah.
That's one word that sticks out to me, because it's with anything that I write, I try to put my all into it. So I, more than you just liking a song, I want you to like feel actually what I'm saying in the, you know, in the lyrics and stuff like that. So definitely emotional, passionate, and just good hip hop, I would say.
Yeah, I 100% agree with that. Who were some of your, like, I mean, talking about trying to be emotional, what sort of subject matter do you gravitate towards when you're writing?
It can range from just everyday things, like just having a job that you hate and not wanting to be there, or, you know, more social justice angled, where just talking about different things revolving around like the black crime, or the black on black crime, and the with the police violence and stuff like
definitely.
That. So very, it can be from light to heavy. So
yeah.
Definitely heavy stuff is the most majority of what I talk about.
Right.
Yeah.
And how long have you been writing?
I've been writing since I was around 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What ignited your first time at 7? What was it that got you writing?
I really do not remember, to be honest. With me, it was just something that was always there. When I was younger, I grew up with two brothers, an older one and a younger one, and we played like basketball all the time. So that was my main go-to thing that I gravitated towards. Mm-hmm. And as a youth, I pretty much wanted to be a basketball player when I grew up. But once I got out of high school and it wasn't that team camaraderie anymore, it was like it lost its fizzle for me.
Yeah.
Because everybody graduated, I was on the team with and stuff, so it didn't feel the same.
Yeah.
So, but my notepad was always there, so that's just something I always had. And I don't know how the first one sparked, but
right.
It's just always been there.
So who have been, like, along the way, what have been, like, some of your other influences? I mean, musically speaking and otherwise.
Musically speaking, definitely Michael Jackson. That's, yeah, because, yeah, I just, you can't, he's
you're
the
right.
best,
you
and
you
just
can't
top
not
that.
Right.
and more just, more so, not just for his artistic genius, but his philanthropy as well, and just how he incorporated real things in his music. And most time, those were the songs that, you know, like his second rate songs, I would call it, but, you know, like the main Thriller and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But more like the Earth Song and stuff like that, where he was really speaking on things that really needed to be talked about. So with that really pushed me to be more conscious in my writing and really write with purpose.
Yeah. Any others besides Michael Jackson? Any other, like,
well, it's a plethora of artists, you know, rapping as well, like a Jay-Z, Lauryn Hill, those type of people. But mostly I'm influenced and inspired by just everyday events and also just the people around me.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So let's back up a bit. Let's talk a bit. I mean, you're a member of the collective known as Paradigm Shift.
Yes.
What is that collective? Is that a musical collective, or is that?
It's a smorgasbord of everything, pretty much. We have MCs, poets, singers, visual artists, anything you can name, but we're just spread out between here in Chicago now for the most part.
And you're originally from the Chicago area?
Yes.
Is that right? And then you came down here for school and have stuck around.
Yeah.
How have you found the, like, sort of, I guess, the music culture of Champaign-Urbana?
Very vibrant. Very vibrant. Along with just speaking specifically on hip hop artists, it's definitely a plethora of different hip hop artists down here. Depending on what you like, it's pretty much somebody out here for you that you can listen to locally. And I just know this based off it was a contest a few weeks back when Big Sean was coming down here to see who would open up for him. Right. And pretty much every hip hop artist that's making any type of noise was invited to, you know, compete in the contest. And some of the guys I never saw before. And it was just like, wow, like I've never seen these guys before, but they're great in the lane that they're choosing to stick to. And it was like it was eye opening and just a great experience to be a part of.
I think it's I mean, maybe this is ignorant to say, but I think like it's sort of a not as well known, like how vibrant the hip hop scene is.
Definitely.
Did you have a chance to read the article that was on smilepolitely.com, the What's Hurting Hip Hop?
Yeah, that's
do you agree with that? I mean, do you feel like there's a stereotype as around like the hip hop scene in Champaign-Urbana that would otherwise keep fans away?
I feel like it could be. But I don't think that's like the biggest issue as to why the hip hop scene isn't as booming as like the punk rock or rock scene and stuff like that down here. With me, it seems to be just it's disjointed. Like we're not as a collective like we should be, just as, you know, hip hop artists all together down here. And also, I feel like people in have egos and don't want to come to other people's things and stuff like that. So like with me, it's just, if we all just banded together and really came and made something happen, I feel like we wouldn't even be needing to have this conversation at the moment. So, but that's just my take on it.
All right. So, again, to sort of take it in another direction, I'm curious about the name Truth. Where did that come from? What's the meaning behind that?
Truth is the name itself, because the acronym itself means the real under the hate, but it can change day in, day out sometimes. It's pretty much, I chose that name because it represents exactly what I want to be about, and that's me as an artist and just me as a regular person. It's just, I just want to be truthful and honest with everything that I put to the pad, pretty much. And just, because for me, like, if we're going back a little bit on influence and stuff like a KRS-One or Public Enemy and stuff like that, totally. They were totally honest and blunt with the things that they were saying. And with hip hop especially, I feel like this is the genre that allows you to be this blunt and this honest.
Right. That's what it's built on.
Yeah. So it was just like, I have to be honest. So I'm like, what name could go with this? And I'm just like, Truth. And then I'm just a fan of acronyms, so I just made it an acronym.
Just a fan of acronyms.
Yeah.
Well, I want to play another track off your new album. This is one of my favorites off the album, called Our Land.
Who's
the sample of there?
Oh, that's not a sample. That's actually Nikki Finney, a well-renowned poet that came down here it was a week called Black Girl Genius. It was pretty much orchestrated by a professor here, Dr. Ruth Nicole Brown, and some of her colleagues and things of that nature. And she came down, she saw me perform, she was impressed, she gave me a contact, said, if you ever want to, you know, make something, let's do it. I didn't really believe her, and I hit her up, sent her the beat, she sent it back to me, and the rest is history.
Like, well, we're gonna listen to the track and then talk about it a little bit more.
All right, cool.
This is Our Land off of the Eve EP.
yes.
Black girl freedom song number 19. How black girls step off TV and video and slave ships too. Come ashore, black girl, come ashore, step, step. We the new captains on a black girl's sea. Our flying saucer eyes point us forward and up and over. We got no slave ships in tow. Step, step. Sisters from the south side got so much smart and sass. Queens of concrete savannas. We know rice fields, we know layaway. We graduates of sweetness and sorrow. Step, step. Only black girl English spoken here. Yo, we tell the whole truth and nothing but.
Trap the rip. I ain't really know this place exists. It's like a paradigm shift with a bit of a twist mixed with every sense of excellence. Damn, I'm glad I came, right? Glad they now know my name. Thanks. Words exchange, soul saved. Give a new meaning, a given brain. That's
girl chain, black girl chain. I give you my hand, united we stand. Welcome to our land. Black girl chain, black girl chain. They misunderstand, we a different brand. Welcome to our land. Black girl chain, black girl chain.
Black girl navigators and pioneers, stars and galaxies just inside our chest. Dreaming bridges and levees that will hold this time. Our head wraps curl into hoodies, waist beads and keychains. Our new black girl jewelry, grandmama's hands paddled up here. We are black girls coming ashore. Step, step. Bathed in the music and moving hips of black girls, we come in peace.
Transformative spaces, rearrange your placement. And if you don't like what they singing, then just stand and make your statement. Ain't no hate involved, it's all love. That's always and forevermore. There's some your eyes ain't seen before. Can't buy this, it's your competing store. This sense, cause what you saying is only speech. We ain't just saying, we really teach. Then we put action behind every beat. So much to defeat, who has time for sleep? Be who you are, go take that leap. Your heart is safe and so to keep. Black girl, she can see this in a week. Thank y'all.
Welcome to our land, welcome to our land.
Black girl genius, black girl genius.
Do all that you can, cause we got the plans. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius, black girl genius.
I give you my hand, united we stand. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius, black girl genius.
They misunderstand, we a different brand. Welcome to our land.
Black girl genius, black girl genius.
We tell the whole truth and nothing but the black girl truth. Step.
That's an awesome, awesome track.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And so you were telling us just before that that's Nikki Finney.
Yes.
A poet from the Chicago area.
Not really sure where she's from, but it's not Chicago.
Maybe I was just hopeful.
Yeah.
But it works so well. What do you, I'm curious. I mean, people talk about this thing, this type of thing all the time, but I'm curious about your take and the relationship between poetry and hip hop and how those two fit so well together, particularly on that track.
Definitely. I feel like it can be a great marriage. Sometimes it isn't, depending on, you know, either side. But for the majority of time, when I've heard a poet and a rapper together that it didn't sound appealing, it was mostly the rapper's fault. So long as the rapper knows, you know, what the topic and the subject matter is, I feel like it always can go together quite well.
Yeah, and it, obviously that track proves it. Which we also were saying as that track was playing that it's the last track on your EP, and it just punctuates the whole thing so well. On one of the tracks we listened to opening the show was called My Best, and you've got a lyric in there that says, "I love modern day activism." I'm just curious about what the role of like hip hop is in activism, but more specifically in public political commentary.
With that, pretty much it has to go together, because like I said, I've come up listening to like KRS-One, Public Enemy, and things of that nature, and just going back to the origin of hip hop and how it started. It started in the struggle. It started, you know, vocalizing on the different obstacles that we as minorities and black people in general had to go through at that time, and us just, you know, belting out our frustrations. So for us to not be able to, or people that refuse to talk about these type of subject matters and in their art, it doesn't really make sense to me, because to me that's the purpose of hip hop, is to talk directly to the masses about what's really going on, because we're not going to hear it on, you know, the CNNs or the Fox News and stuff like that.
Absolutely, and that's been made more than apparent just in this past year with everything that's happened.
Yeah,
I mean, you sort of answered the question just a second ago, but I'm curious, is when you're writing about activist issues or otherwise, do you have an audience that you're envisioning? Like, who are you writing to?
With that, I really, because I know there is an audience that, you know, that appeals to that type of subject matter. But for me, I'm just writing to myself, to be honest. Like, because if I write my last the mixtape I did, Lysocracy, before this one, I had a song called Beautiful. And it was just about, you know, going through bisexuality or gayness and stuff like that. And with me, I wasn't really talking to anybody in particular. I was like pretty much just holding up a mirror trying to speak into myself, mm-hmm. because most of my music is about things that I either just have a strong opinion on or from my own personal life. So when I'm writing about these things, I'm pretty much just directing them to myself, and then mm-hmm. they just happen to gravitate to other people that just feel the same way.
Which is sort of, I guess, a definition for success. Let's shift gears again here. How do you feel about, we talked about the local hip hop scene. I'm just curious, do you have any other favorite artists in the area that you're excited about?
Definitely. I'm digging the whole Great Thinkers camp. Mm-hmm. More so right now is Clever, and that's like my big sister and my mentor and things of that nature. And because pretty much she's the one that helped me become who I am today, you know, as an artist. I definitely looked up to her. And pretty much my junior year in U of I joined this organization called WORD, Writers Organizing Realistic Dialect. And there she was, I think, the secretary or something at the time on the executive board. And she just came in and she said, I'm clever and I spit. She didn't say I rap or I'm an MC. She said I spit. And it was just her whole demeanor and aura when she walked into the room. I'm like, who is that? Yeah. And then I heard her spit at an open mic a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away. I was like, I wanted to throw my notebook away and burn it, because it was just how am I gonna, you know? But now it's right. And it's it's crazy to me now that we're I think we're the first rap headliners or something for the Pygmalion Festival coming up in September.
Yeah.
And it's I tell her still, I'm the fan. I'm supposed to be in the crowd watching you. We're not supposed to be on the same level here.
It's fun how it works that way.
Yeah. But that's my big sister though. But yeah, definitely shout out to Clever and all the Great Thinkers, because it's a dope collective, period. But mm-hmm. yeah, they are pretty much the ones that stick out to me the most. Chase Baby, he's down here. He's really out of this world lyrically. I really mm-hmm. think he slept on, but he's a great MC as well. But those two are probably the ones that stick out the most.
Yeah. So do you think that hip hop in particular, but maybe in a broader sense, that there is a specific sound in Champaign-Urbana, or how would you describe it?
Because it is so vast, I really couldn't say it's one specific sound. Because if we go to the Chase Babies, it's spitfire, straight lyricism. If we go to it's a guy, Dev D, he's more smooth and conscious, and the Great Thinkers, all of them to me have different styles and stuff like that. Even from my own camp, Josie Green and my guy Murr and OG, she's in Chicago right now, and just she's another female MC as well, and she's just in another world. But it's everyone down here just has their own lane, and that's why I feel if we did come together all as one and really try to just make the hip hop scene pop, it could be vast.
Of course. It seems like that's inevitable, though. It just seems mm-hmm. like it's gaining momentum, gaining notoriety, getting recognition it deserves.
Definitely.
On that, mm-hmm. where do you think the hip-hop scene in Champaign-Urbana is headed? Where do you think it'll be a few years down the road?
A few years down the road, I feel...
Or maybe a decade down the road. Yeah. I don't know.
Wherever down the road, however long. But for me, one pivotal thing, just if we... Just bridge those gaps in between the different cliques and groups that are down there associated with different artists. Once that happens, I feel like the sky's the limit. This could be the new Chicago, for real. The way their music scene, hip hop scene, has skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. I feel like Champaign could do just that, because it's such a vibrant scene. It's such diversity that it could be just on top of the roof of everybody else.
I mean, just under the umbrella of hip hop, you've got such a spectrum of talent mm-hmm. covered.
Definitely.
What about yourself? Do you have any projects coming up? Any shows coming up?
Right now, I got some things happening in Chicago. I'm trying to get together right now. Who I mentioned before, OG, Oyema Grace in Chicago. She's having a live show of her album, and I'll be helping her out then. I think June 24th it is. And then the Pygmalion Festival coming in September, so I'm just trying to get ready for that, and just writing right now, trying to get some stuff together.
Yeah. What are sort of like, I mean, what's your, maybe you don't even have one, what is like your, do you have an artistic goal, like something that you're working to achieve or hope to achieve through your music?
Definitely. With that, because at first, I feel like everybody wants to, you know, sell out Madison Square Garden and do all those, you know, great, spectacular things. But for me, I get the most joy and I feel most inspired when I'm able to work in workshops with, like, high school age kids or even younger kids than that, and just be able to allow them to express themselves through hip hop. Like, watch, like, because, like I said, Dr. Ruth Nicole Brown that I work with for the Black Girl Genius Week, she had different workshops and stuff like that where you could come in and work one on one with the kids and just let them be them and just to see them express themselves and not be afraid or worried or question themselves and just be them. That gives me the most joy. So, hopefully just a traveling artist, you know, going school to school and influencing children.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Definitely a worthy cause. True, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Our guest today was, again, Truth, member of the collective known as Paradigm Shift.
Yes.
And be sure to check out her stuff. You're on Bandcamp.
Yeah, Bandcamp, Twitter, everything is pretty much Truth is PS, just the way it sounds.
You won't regret it, I promise.
Yes, more to come.
To finish us off, we're going to play another one of your tracks, of course. This is, we heard part of it to open, but we're going to hear the rest of it. This is a track called My Best off of her EP, Eve.
All right. Shout out to Fam Word as well.
Absolutely. You've been listening to Smile Politely Radio. SmilePolitely.com is, of course, the place to go for everything local. It's all there, from food to music, obviously, to arts, culture, tech, so much more. SmilePolitely.com. Also, stay tuned for Hip Hop Express coming up next. And here is My Best by Truth.
More to come.
We a different brand. Welcome to.
mother suffers from the straying eye of a husband who's intent upon finding an additional wife, which would mean that sometime soon he'd be living elsewhere. Waja shares a special friendship with a local boy who's entitled, because of his gender, to enjoy the luxury of riding a bike, but he lets her secretly ride his whenever possible. And this is exactly what spurs Waja to find a way to get one for herself. But her mother will hear none of it, so the girl begins a yarn bracelet enterprise, selling her creations at school and saving the profits. Although not much of a student, Waja enters a Quran memorizing contest, motivated by a substantial cash reward. Waja knows exactly what she'll do with it. However, in the Saudi world, she'll discover the cards may be stacked against her. Taking 5 years to complete, Haifa Al-Masur was able to direct a movie and find funding outside her country, where there are no movie theaters, because there's no film industry. Shot on the streets of Riyadh, Miss Al-Masur was forced to work from the back of a van and watch actors through a monitor, since she could not publicly mix with the men in her crew. Winning numerous awards at festivals around the world, Waja will be the first Saudi entry for the Best Foreign Language Film Oscar. You have a chance to see Waja at the Art Theater this week by checking dates and times on the Art Theater website. Waja is a story of courage and persistence from the point of view of a little girl that symbolizes the courage and persistence of the woman director too, Haifa Al-Masur. I encourage you not to miss it. And that wraps it up this week for Connie's Hot Flashes on the Movies.
It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Please clear the line to your city. Hip-Hop Express is on the way.
It's Friday, y'all. Please join us.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the Honey Drippers in the house tonight. They just got back from Washington, D.C. I think they got something they want to say.